countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
All right, well, now the lifting of restrictions at 6 o'clock this morning is very hopeful. And yet, not everyone feels quite ready for this moment. We all know families who've lost so much in the past 2 years. But how do we reconnect with life? Well, the easiest way to connect is to smile, even if it's only a small smile, a tentative smile, a smile of solidarity, a sympathetic smile from behind your mask smile. I'm going to leave you this morning with some thoughts on this from Seamus O'Rourke. They might come in handy in the week ahead. Today's programme was produced by Brenda Donoghue. Brian Moss was broadcast coordinator. Tommy O'Sullivan was on sound. Until I talk to you at the same time next week, bye-bye and thanks for listening. Here's Seamus O'Rourke and Smile.
Smile. I know we can't see your face with that mask on, but smile from under your chin all the way down to your toes and from the bridge of your nose upwards. Bring a smile into your eyes. To some you might just look surprised, but so what? Ask them what they've got in the way of positivity and joy. Try whistling for a while. Whistle a jig or a reel or Bohemian Rhapsody backways. And if you can't whistle with your mask on, whistle inwardly instead. Maybe make a humming sound or let a fart in company. Don't keep such a symphony to yourself. Let it rip. Not everything has to stop. Dance. Do a little dance when you're standing in line. When everyone else is 2 metres away, do a shuffle. Just a 1, 2, 3. Or feel free to elaborate. Go for a high kick or a twirl or a spin or a swing. Sing. Anything from Bing Crosby to Bob Dylan to Stormzy. Giving it lots of attitude. Be a cool dude like Hozier. Be a soldier. Grab hold of life. Fight the negativity to the left and right. Call on your generosity and your spirit of goodwill and kindness. And for goodness sake, stay away from the cloak and dagger inn. Those circling the bandwagons are circling all in vain. For pain has been this way before. It has knocked at our door many times. These fleeting tweets of hype and spite should make us want to say, get the hell away. Not today. Today we play. Play. Play with your kids and your grandkids. Grab your sons and daughters and lavish them with love and hugs. And squeeze them tight. Make funny faces, blow raspberries, make rude noises that prizes out laughter and squeals of delight. That's the fight. Tell someone a joke. If you haven't got a good one, make one up. Make tea. Make a cup for everyone and talk. Talk. Talk to yourself if there's no one there. Who cares if you answer back? Interview yourself. Give yourself a prize for hanging in and not giving out. Shout. Shout if you're in trouble or when you see your team score. And if this past year has taken its toll, shout even more. Shout hip hooray.
Hip, hip hooray. Hip, hip hooray.
Come on, find your smile again. And this time, remember to wear it out on life and love and something funny that you once said.